Good morning.
Let us open our Bible. First part we read from 1 Samuel chapter 8. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 1 till 3. And it came about when Samuel was old that he appointed his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abijah. They were judging in Bathsheba. His sons, however, did not walk in his ways, but returned aside after dishonest gain, and took bribes, and perverted justice. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for a beautiful morning. Thank you for your blessing to us. And thank you for opportunity that we can come and have morning prayer in this church. We pray that the Holy Spirit open our eyes, make us understand the Word of God, and then give us power to prepare our life, especially our family, in educate the second generation so that all our generation is the generation that know God and live according your will. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Ricky has spoke from this verse for two weeks. And then when I hear the message, as a pastor, I want to know how the family like Samuel, who has two sons, but they live far from the father. The Bible told us his son, however, did not walk in his way, but turned aside after dishonest gain and took bribes and perverted justice. How can this man of God have this kind of children? It is interesting. I try to see not from Samuel family, but I try to see from the beginning of the book of Judge. As you know that first judge, I can say, is Joshua. And then the last judge is Samuel. From Joshua to Samuel, there are 17 judges who lead Israel at that time. And this is a long period of time. Some theologians said from Joshua to Samuel, there are 400 years. If you want to know more, then I give this note to you after this. Yeah, 400. And then during this 400 years, there are 17 judges who lead Israel at that time. In the beginning, the Bible tells us that God appointed someone as a judge. But in some judges, you can see that someone raised and spoke to other people, "I am the judge, not appointed by God." Another interesting, these 17 judges, yeah, no one from them is the second generation from their family. That means every people who appointed or say himself as the judge just lead only in his generation. That means their son never continue come as a judge at that time. Only one period. And then I try to understand why there is no second generation who lead as the judge at that time. What happened with the family of these old judges at that time? Now we want to see the second part of this book. Open Judge chapter 2.
Verse
Verse 7. The people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who survived Joshua, who had seen all the great work of the Lord which he has done for Israel. Now we continue to verse 11. Then the son of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Baal, and they forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were around them, and bowed themselves down to them, thus they provoked the Lord to angry. Brothers and sisters, I try to know why the second generation cannot do the same thing like their father. Like in this book, we can see that when Joshua and all elder, they live according the word of God, and God make their life prosperous. A lot of blessing come upon them. But after that, the second generation, they forget to God. They don't know about God. And then they try to worship other gods. How can the second generation, they live like that? As you know, brothers and sisters, I give you three example of the family. Number one, we read again from the book of Joshua, verse 24. Joshua 24, verse 15. I read the last sentence. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua say, as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. But the reality, we cannot find the children of Joshua come out in the book of Judges. We didn't see. Where are they? How can their family also join in worship other God? Now, we need to see more deeply about the situation. Joshua bring Israel people enter the Canaan, and then after that God bless them, and then the Canaan is the land of the prosperity. Now they enjoy the prosperity from God. They have successful living, and then after they enjoy this all thing, they forget to worship God. This is my investigation about this family. So the prosperity bring the family forget about God. I think in simple example, when we were young, yeah, if we want to buy something, we need to wait till Chinese New Year so that we can get lazy and then use that money to buy whatever we want. At least we need to wait. We need to wait for 1 year. Or our father, our mother will say, yeah, you need to pray. See, God give it to you. Or we need to wait till Christmas when Santa Claus come and give the gift. But you can see the second generation kid in all MTR station. They have mobile and sometimes better than their father have. They have computer. They have anything. They just say to father, Papa, my friend have new iPhone. They didn't say, I need new iPhone. They just say, my friend has new iPhone. And then suddenly, in the morning, they get new iPhone. So, how easy their life. And then Sunday school, in the church, say, we must pray to God. We need to do everything. But reality, they don't practice what the Sunday school teacher teaches them. Why? Because father and mother just use credit card, the magic card, and everything settled to them. Prosperity. Joshua family, they are prospered because they go to the promised land and God bless them. This is the first reason that I can see from the family of the judge. Now, the second family, we see from 1 Samuel chapter 2. Verse 12. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12. Now the son of Eli were worthless men. They did not know the Lord. They did not know the Lord. I will cry every day when the Bible said like this. Now the son of Salamat were worthless men. Every day, cry every day. The son of Eli were worthless men. What they do, brothers and sisters, when someone bring something to offer God, they took it by themselves. So you can imagine. After offering time, and then two servants bring all the offering come forward, and then when they count the money at the third floor, like Andrew did it, my son Samuel come to see which check is bigger, which offering is bigger, and took it for their pocket. The same thing, the son of Eli do it, and. You see, how can these people do like this? Because the Bible told us they do not know the Lord. What is the situation of their family time? The situation of their family time is the best situation. Because according the book of Judges, Eli live after Samson. Samson kicked away all the enemy. Now the situation is very good. That's why Israel people can give offering to God, and the offering is best offering, like meat and then fat and then everything. And then this family live in the prosperity. That's why the son do not know about who is God. Now the third family is Samuel. If you see that their son take bribe, that's mean the situation also is good situation. People have money. If people don't have money, they will not give bribe to their son. So my conclusion can say that why the second generation cannot follow God well? Because materialism. Because of prosperity. Because of prosperity and materialism. That's why they don't know who is God. Brothers and sisters, if the leader family can fall into the sin like this, how much more common people? every bad situation can happen to you and to my family. In 400 period times, we didn't see one leader family can produce good leader at that time. How can this family happen like this? The problem because they do not do what God say in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Let's open Deuteronomy chapter 6. Chapter 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. This word which I am commanding to you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your son, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and you walk by the way, and you when you lie down and when you rise up. I believe first generation, they do this first in their life. First 5, first 6. But they always forget to do first 7. First 7 say, you shall teach them diligently to your son and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, blah 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 blah. First 5, okay. First 6, okay. How about first 7? Do we talk to our next generation about the word of God? And this another problem. Many of parents just put their kid to the Sunday school. And they said, I already do my responsible. Sunday school teacher, they just teach for 2 hours every week. And where are another hour? They go with you, not go with Sunday school. Parents need to teach. Lay down. When they walk, when they in home. But it is funny when one family go together for dinner and everybody take out mobile phone, and then when the food come out, everybody like this. Take a picture. And then after that, use this picture and chat with other friend. They sit together, but they don't have communication. Within father and son, never talk. They just talk when they have a need. They never talk about the Bible. They never share about the God. Brothers and sisters, when I face a difficult time with my son, and then I realize that we spend less time to have worship in our house. That's why, start that moment, we do share about the word of God. I don't care when my son and my daughter said, Papa, this is not preaching time. I just talk to them. I don't care. Like or dislike, I will talk about the word of God. That's why, when I get a good verse from the Bible, and I say, come to me and sit to me. I want to share something to you. I talk to them. So, this is the way I do for my family. Because I really want my second generation is better than me. Because when I see the situation, really, brothers and sisters, prosperity and materialism already kill spiritualism in our life. We should to put our spirituality higher than prosperity and materialism. Otherwise, we cannot see next generation better than us. I don't want our family like Eli family, like Samuel family. I really want to see our generation bigger and bigger. Today, SP family already make SP 1.0 become 1.5. Maybe our next generation make SP become 2.0 or 3.0. It is said to us, if we see that our next generation make SP from 1.5 become 0.5. All depend how we prepare next generation. Next generation only can rise when we put spirituality higher than materialism or prosperity. Always focus to God. That's why Deuteronomy number 6 is the secret. Everybody need to do for themselves and for next generation. Let us pray. When Pastor Ricky lead us in worship, let's see our life. Let's see in faith for our next generation. We really want to see next generation is better than us. Next generation that know God and do greater than us. All can be happen if we do Deuteronomy chapter 6 in our life, in our family, in our church. Never stop to teach the word of God for the younger people, for next generation people. And at the end, we can see that they do better than us.
You have It's home in you. This is my song of praise to you for who you are and all that you do. From the moment my life began, you have been faithful. Oh, this is my song of praise to you for who you are and all that you do. The moment my life began, you have been faithful. From the moment my life began, you have been faithful. You have been faithful. You have been faithful, my Father.
Let us spend time before we go to community prayer. We pray for our children. Yes. We put them in the hand of God. We know that no one of us is perfect parents. But thanks God, we have Heavenly Father who always good to us. We ask to Him so that He can take care of our children. For you guys who have not married, pray for your future family. Dating, married is not just for your own, but to fulfill God's wills, to create next generation who are better in us. You also can join in children ministry, doing something in Sunday school to teach next generation. We have around 100 kids who come every Sunday. Pray that God lead you in join ministry for the Sunday school. We really need to work together to protect next generation, to prepare next generation that their spirituality can overcome materialism, can overcome prosperity, and then bring their life to glorify God. Now we go to community prayer. Before we pray, I give you good news from Maria Duma. 2 days ago, she went to her employer house to take something, but the employer says something bad, and the employer say, "You suffer blood cancer. I have been worked as a nurse for 20 years, and I didn't see someone can survive from blood cancer." She was so sad, and I said to her, "Remember what I told you before? The enemy will cut your spirit. The enemy will say something bad to you, but you need to trust God. You need to trust God. Don't hear from the enemy, but always put your hope in God." And then yesterday, when I went to visit her, and she said the doctor just explained to her about her condition. After the first session of chemo, now only 20% blood cancer in her body. 20% from 80%. That means God already takes 60%. And then today, she will go for the second step of chemo. And we pray so that this 20% can take out by the grace of God. So really, when we humble our heart, we pray together, we can hear miracle happen in our friend, in our family, in our life. Nothing possible to God. Just pray to Him. Ask Him to do something. That's why we put all this name into our prayer this morning. And we believe that miracle happened in the life. Ya Bapa, kami datang kepada-Mu Tuhan, membawa nama-nama ini kepada-Mu Tuhan. Kami percaya bahwa Tuhan menjamah, menyembuhkan satu persatu Bapa. 20% lagi dalam diri Maria Bapa. Kami percaya Tuhan akan selesaikan semua Bapa. Terima kasih Bapa. Bapa di surga, nyatakan kuasa-Mu kepada orang yang berharap pada-Mu Bapa. Kepada keluarga-keluarga yang berdoa nih Bapa. Tidak ada yang mustahil Bapa. Terima kasih Bapa. Terima kasih. Terima kasih Bapa. Terima kasih Bapa. Terima kasih. In the midst of physical weakness, we also pray for their salvation. We pray that God will open their heart. Let's pray together. Thank you. also pray for our brothers and sisters in processing or recovery. Yeah. We pray for their faith so that they always put trust in God. Even doctors say there is no hope, but in God there is a hope. Also pray for our brothers and sisters. They are looking for new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Today is Fridays. We pray for Singapore and Indonesia, especially for Indonesia, for SP Indonesia. We have baptisms next week, 21st. There are two sisters will get baptized. They all from Muslim background. Pray for them so that God will keep their faith, and also pray for Indonesia, especially in one area we call Aceh. Remember tsunami hit Aceh, and then Aceh people, they all Muslim, they don't like the church, and then 3 days ago they burn church in Aceh area. The reason so funny, because they said this is Muslim area, we cannot accept more churches in Aceh. That's why they burn. We pray that God will show the justice for Aceh. Pray for Indonesia, because this kind of accident always happen. It's look that the government don't care. They just say misunderstanding, everything like that. My minority cannot build too much church in Indonesia. But the reality, more people believe to God. That's why I pray for this situation, so that even the church can be burned, but they cannot burn our faith. Yeah. Also pray for local outreach, Friday evening activity, house church, and especially men's retreat. We pray that after retreat, all the men who join men's retreat become a gentleman, become men of God. They know father heart. They become father, spiritual father in their house. Yeah, let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you to put your word in our heart. Thank you to be Father of our life. Thank you for a blessing, Father. We put our life into your hand for the rest of the day and my life and our life. We really want to make you happy, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.